This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, well, you know what this means. That means we're going to go into another exciting classroom with 1911 University with the professor, Joe Chambers of Chambers Custom. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You should tell Daniel Congliosi that if, to hook me up with him, I will help him with what he perceives to be his problem. I don't know what why he thinks that's not good that he posted up on that thing that I saw. But, you know, everybody starts somewhere.
Oh, geez.
You don't think so?
What did he post? I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Where's it at? Let me go look.
You replied to it. He's wanting to know about gun podcasts and.
Just now.
And he said he has only got 4 listeners. That's not bad. Everybody starts somewhere.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, Steve Fisher appears to be online with us, doesn't he?
Yes, he is. He wants to talk about Kimbers.
Kimbers. We don't talk about Kimbers here.
Well, but, I mean, you know, he's right there. He also says you're the man. He hasn't said he's made me yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
Well, first of all, I want to start with something kind of serious today, if I could just have about 2 minutes.
You can have as much time as you need. You're the teacher.
All right, so this last week I lost a friend of mine online. I met him in person, but we've had a lot of interactions online. Veteran decided he just couldn't take it no more. And a lot of you guys out there listening know who he was. Very sad kind of situation, two young boys and a wife. If you're out there and you need help, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, call a friend, my number's on the internet. You can call me if you know me, you know, get in touch with somebody. Taking your own life is not the solution. That's one of the saddest things that I deal with in this profession is friends that feel like that they can't go on. And so don't be afraid to call and get help if you're out there and you need help, because there's many more like you that have been there and have gotten help and have gotten through it. And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. If you need to talk to somebody, they're there to help you and talk to you. That's all I have to say about that.
I've seen pictures of somebody up there that everybody is sending RIP, and I confess, I don't know who we're talking about right now.
Yeah, that's not the same. Not the same person. I didn't know Dr. Aprile. Personally, I hear a lot of great things about him, and I don't know about how he passed or whatnot, but, no, my friend Lauren, he was up in Alaska, and, he just decided that he couldn't do it no more, man. And that's sad because the dude was a good man, you know, and he had a lot to live for. And it's important. I think it's important for as men, you know, especially it's hard for men to reach out to each other. I'm fortunate and I have some really good friends that, I can reach out to if I'm feeling down or, you know, I'm stressed out or whatever. But a lot of guys out there, they don't seem to have that, you know, and they need to know that, you know, checking out ain't the best option. There's other options. There's plenty of us out there that are happy to talk to you, whether it's at, you know, 8 a.m. or 3 a.m. Doesn't matter. You know, reach out. Don't take that final walk.
I told you about in January of 2018, right when, I mean, things really began to gel for me, the guy who actually made me, that actually made a radio show and enabled a radio show with me at the helm, killed himself. And the year before that, the guy that ran Bearing Arms, who I used to give a lot of airtime to, Bob Owens, right after the annual meeting, I think in Louisville, maybe, he had a book deal. He had all this other stuff up. He did this little cryptic post on Facebook, and then he went out and he killed himself. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what precipitated either one of those items, but what I do know is that it happens a lot to people in our age group.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, some of it could be attributed to what people call midlife crisis, maybe. You know, guys get to this point in their life where they're in their 40s, 50s, even early 60s, and they don't feel like they've accomplished what they want to accomplish. And that's sad, you know, because there's a lot of years left. Even if you get to 65, 70 years old, you don't know, you might have 20 years left.
When they fixed my heart, they told me that the heart would be good for another 65 years if I could just make everything else go with it. So that's my goal.
Nice.
Yep. I wonder what Chambers guns will look like in 60 years.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I won't be here to find out.
Well, you know, this is the thing, Joe. If we can live to 2050, they should have conquered aging. And, you know, they've got these nano machines that have probably been built on mills like yours, your new mill. They've got these nano machines that when they come online, I fully intend to say, I will be one of your test subjects, because supposedly they can repair everything on you. I just like living.
Well, you said 2050?
Yeah.
I'd be 75 in 2050.
Well, that's
I might make it to 75.
And why do you think you wouldn't make it to 75? See, I'm going to be 2050, I will be 89 years old.
Well, let's see if we can make it that long and hook up with some nanotech.
And then I can have whichever two-fisted Chambers custom gun that's out there. It probably will sport like 6 barrels, and it'll probably be like a little mini gun, won't it?
Yeah. That is, if the government doesn't put us all out of business, right?
There's some things that are just logistically impossible. I mean, you know, in the Philippines, they have a thriving, I mean, some of these backyard gunsmiths, they make competition grade 2011 type pistols.
Yep. I've seen some pictures of them. Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure by then you'll probably have 2 or 3 more mills.
Oh, I don't know about that. I get people all the time that tell me, oh, you should have a CNC mini mill, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I don't have time to learn that right now. But I appreciate the sentiment. I'll just keep on keeping on with what I got for right now.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. You can find Chambers Custom at chamberscustom.com. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram at Chambers Custom. There you can look at the latest things that are coming out, the various pro lines and all the other stuff that Joe does with his group of very able-bodied gunsmiths. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. at Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And it's 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And, of course, we're getting some direction and from Mr. Fisher. He wants you to do a 10-millimeter double stack comp with a red dot sight and a light rail.
No. I already did that.
You did?
And... yep, I built a long, well, I didn't do a comp one, I did a long slide one. I think Steve even shot it. and it's the mags are a pain in the neck. You have to tune every mag for the guns, and it's just too much trouble. And the grips stretch because it's 10 millimeter and it's a polymer grip, and yeah, it's just no. I might play around with it, but I ain't building them. Like, building them.
I know with agency arms, when they take a Glock 20, and they're going to make that an agency arms gun, one thing they don't do is they don't, if it has finger grooves in it, they don't do away with the finger grooves, because they have had instances where sometimes it will actually break at the grip. Is that the same kind of problem that you have?
No, I don't get grip breakage, but we had the grip stretch really bad when we started shooting full power loads, and I ended up having to put a different grip on it. There's just too many things going on with that.
So you wanted to talk about Knights Armament, which I imagine Steve would like that too, because he is an ambassador with Knights Armament. Tell me about the Knights Armament project.
Yeah, so the Night Stalker is what we're calling the pistol slash project, I reckon you could say. We started out the week with 10 spots. We're down to one. I think Heidi said she has about 20 more emails to send. She's just kind of working her way down the list of people who said they were interested. I got the full specs, give or take, all put together now, so I can talk about that. Obviously, the Knights rifle is an SR-25 chambered in 6.5 Creedmoor with a 16-inch barrel, and we're going to do some custom stippling on the grip, I think, by Boresight to match the grip of the pistol. Javon Roberts, who owns Gray's Custom and does a lot of design work for Scallywag Tactical, is doing one of his custom Bunteros with a sheath. It's going to be sweet. Got W2 steel, which is really hard to get, and a Clay Harmon line and Parkerized finish. And then on the scales for the sheath knife, they're using this new product. It's rubberized carbon fiber. So it's carbon fiber that has rubber interlaced in it. And it looks amazing. It feels amazing. It's really cool. Really, really cool. And then on the pistol, the Night Stalker pistol, 9mm commander length slide with the new YC squared comp that Steve and I designed together. Wide body, 2019, obviously, with carp barrel, and the comp and the cone will be one piece. Tri-cut slide. The slide will be already made to put a red dot, RMR pattern red dot on it, with no mount needed. It'll have a driftable backup rear sight and a steel front sight, ambi safeties, black magwell. Stippling on the grip will be done by Boresight to a pattern that I've got to send him an example of so he can start working on it. Then we got some custom cosmetics on the slide that I'm working on. All the pistols will be DLC coated, which is kind of a big deal for me because I'm not a huge fan of mass-produced DLC pistols, but we've got a system down now where we can do a run of these, and it'll be great. With the slide and frame will be matte finished, and all the small parts will be polished and DLC'd. And then it'll come with two 126mm MBX mags that are DLC coated to match the pistol. And then the case, which I'm also, this is really cool. The case is coming from Patriot Gun Cases up there in North Carolina, not too far from you, Bill. We're going to use the SKB-3i 4215 case, which will be big enough to put the rifle and a couple mags, the pistol, four mags, the knife. The case will be cut out so you can put a scope on your rifle if you want to, or a red dot, and all that jazz. And, yeah, pretty excited. The price on the set, this is the first time I've ever announced this because I don't talk about it on Facebook. But the price on the set is $14,950 with plus $200 shipping to your FFL. And we actually are covering half of the shipping in the cost of the $14,950 just to kind of help with the process of the deal. So, yeah, we have one left out of the 10 that we offered up for sale for this run, and it's going to be pretty awesome.
Will this be the only time we ever see this kind of a handgun configuration to go with this? This will be a one, you know, 10 and done?
Don't know just yet. You know, I mean, I always keep possibilities open. And you know me, I hold my cards pretty close to my vest. So, you know, you never know. But for right now, there's going to be 10 of them, and we'll see what the future holds. If the project goes as well as I think it will, and Nice is happy with it, and I'm happy with it, you never know what will come out of it. But for right now, 10 of them, that's going to be a handful for us.
Now, I we don't really have time to get into this, but I'm sure you saw this, and I know Steve probably saw this, and I know probably a bunch of people that you, because you use them a lot, but did you see where Trijicon has decided to go after Holosun?
Bill, you know I'm not going to get into this kind of stuff on the radio, man.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, and we don't have time to, we don't even have time to exchange talking about, well, we'll talk about it in the next segment. I just don't understand it, though. I mean, I've had three Holosuns. I've had one Trijicon. And when it comes to, I don't see, now Steve might know, you might know, I don't see any similarity in the product. Unless we're going to just get out there and say, well, anything that has a piece of glass and it's got a shape and it, you know, holds a battery down there in the flat part of it. Unless we're going to say that's just too close to what it is, then they're going to have to sue everybody.
Right. But exactly. And that really is the crux of the situation. Why are they going after one company? You know, why aren't they going after Sig or Leupold or Doctor or Vortex or any of the other companies out there that make a reflex or Seymour? I mean, Seymour's had patents on this stuff for decades.
Well, we're coming up on the break. We can continue this on the other side. Of course, Chambers Custom, you can find them at chamberscustom.com. Also, a very, very robust social media presence at both Instagram and Facebook, both Chambers Custom as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visiting a Whirlpool factory in the battleground state of Ohio. The president saying he'll always fight for manufacturing jobs and points to a 2018 executive order he signed imposing tariffs on foreign-made washing machines.
Whirlpool's 9 factories across the United States were soon thriving like never before, investing in new products, new infrastructure, and hundreds of new American jobs.
Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says,
for over 60 days, federal properties in Portland, particularly the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been attacked by violent criminals, violent opportunists, and violent anarchists. Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The New York Attorney General is filing a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association, alleging that insiders violated the state's nonprofit laws by illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the group through excessive expenses and contracts that benefited relatives or close associates. When asked about the lawsuit, President Trump believes the NRA should move.
I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life. And I've told them that for a long time. I think they should move to Texas. Texas would be a great place, or to another state of their choosing.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasters are warning that a potentially extremely active hurricane season will take place in the Atlantic. The agency expects 19 to 25 named storms with 3 to 6 major hurricanes during the six-month hurricane season, which officially ends November 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live. This is Lock and Load. We are talking. We're talking 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I've got a quick question for you, though, simply because I've always wondered about this, and I think I sort of know the answer, but I want to know the answer. Why is there is there any advantage to having a guide rod versus a bushing on the 1911/2011/2019 platform?
A guide rod versus a bushing.
I guess, without the guide rod.
Well, you have to have a guide rod in order to control the spring travel and make sure it doesn't bind. Do you mean a cone barrel versus a bushing?
No, I mean like the old 1911s that I used to carry that did not have a guide rod.
Oh, you're talking about a GI guide rod versus a full-length guide rod.
Well, I mean, they didn't have guide rods. They just had a spring and a plug.
No, they had a guide rod in there, a little GI guide rod, and it's short. It's only like an inch and a half long. We use those in our regular WMGs unless somebody requests a guide rod. I like a full-length guide rod better personally myself because it allows for the spring to be captured at all times. That makes the gun cycle smoother, in my opinion, because you don't have it flopping around inside the dust cover of the frame and slide. But, you know, some guys are traditional. They like the GI guide rod. Some guys go, well, full-length guide rod will get you killed in the streets because, you know, you can't rack the slide off of a curb if you have a malfunction. Well, if you have a gun that malfunctions that much that you're worried about it, you should probably get a different gun. But it doesn't seem like a valid argument to me. Especially when guns with full-length guide rods typically run smoother and more consistently than guns with GI guide rods.
So do all of your single-stack and double-stack, they all come with guide rods?
No, not all of them. Like I say, the WMG series, the lineup of WMG guns, comes with a GI guide rod as a standard. If a guy wants a full-length guide rod, he can certainly add that to the project. The guns cycle just fine with a GI guide rod. I think you get a little more smooth cycling out of a full length guide rod.
So this 19, the 45 ACP you're going to build for me, will that have a full-length guide rod or a GI guide rod?
Yours will have a full-length because that's what I want to put in it. Because I'm building it. I'm building it the way I would want a gun for myself, you know? I mean, so I put a full-length guide rod in it.
That always works out pretty good for me so far. Seems to, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you were talking about Trigicon before we left.
I was.
I think it's kind of sad, actually. You know, Holosun's done a good job at marketing. They've done a good job at product development. Did they steal something? I don't know. I can't speak to that. You know, I hate to see this kind of stuff in the industry. You saw the same kind of stuff with mounting plates for Glocks and stuff. You know what I mean? That battle's been going on for a long time now, and nobody wins. Specifically, the clientele, the consumers, they don't win because all you end up getting is a pissing match between two companies that could both in their own right be innovating and bringing out good stuff. And I'm not saying this as my own opinion. I'm just saying based on what I've read, it seems like, you know, there's some jealousy. It appears that there is some jealousy involved. You know, I mean, you got a company like Holosun. Yeah, they're made in China, whatever, get over it. So is your cell phone, your laptop, your tennis shoes, your jeans, your shirts. Over half the crap we buy in our stores is made in China. So I'm over that argument. But, you know, you got a company like Holosun that they're innovative. They brought out red dots that have all kinds of features that people want at a price point people can afford. And then you have Trigicon, which is a fine product. They make a fine product, but it doesn't have the features that people want. And so they're going to sue a company that is innovative over something that seems like a reach. It seems like a reach. And if you look at patent, I'm not a patent attorney, but I did stay in a Holiday Inn Express one night. But if you look at patent stuff and you research what's called a blanket patent, those kind of patents have been defeated many, many times in recent years in the patent courts because companies get too big in their britches and they think they're going to sue based on the patent that they have, which was given to them during a time in the past where it was a very broad scope patent, and now things have changed and they end up getting slapped and their patent is no longer valid. And so I think it's unfortunate that this is happening, but you know, we have about 2 years before we get any resolution to it because that's how long it takes to get through the courts. So in the meantime, I'll enjoy continuing to buy the products I want to buy with the money that I make.
Well, I think the thing with Trigicon that makes me scratch my head, I mean, there's a big three, Aimpoint, Trigicon, and the L3 one, I can't remember the name brand of it, but whatever it is, EOTech. So those big three, they enjoy that whole military cachet, except, you know, now the military, which they were so hardened to their standards or whatever, now the military is sort of dropping off. And once again, it's sort of like with Colt, what happened with Colt, where somebody else has come along and they've made an optic that is very adequate. It may not stand up to all of this combat, but most people that are buying them are not in combat. And, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know, Solomon talks about this in Ecclesiastes, for those of you who like to read the Old Testament, when he says multiple times, there is nothing new under the sun. I mean, there's some pretty funny memes that some of my friends have posted up in the past 2 days showing some examples of that in regards to the whole Trigicon Holosun dispute. There's nothing new under the sun. And, so it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. I'm not going to publicly come down on one side or the other just because I like to watch things unfold, but, I will continue to enjoy my Holosun products for as long as they're in business.
Well, I mean, I run them. You put one on one of the guns that you built for me. I think you're going to put another one on one of the other guns you're going to build for me. I buy them. I've got one of the rifle optics. They work perfectly good. I do not take them and see if I beat them against a tree if they're going to survive, because When I was in the military, if I dropped my weapon, I was down there on my knees crying, picking it up, cradling it, talking to it, pulling it apart, cleaning it, making sure it was ready to go, because that's what you do in the military. The gun's got to be ready to go all the time. So this this idea that if you get out there and it can't stand being buried or a car driving over it or beaten against a tree and it's not going to... I just don't do those kinds of realistic tests on my equipment.
No, most people don't either. You know, I mean, we shot through our first test dot 31,556 rounds through our first Holosun 507C before it started giving us intermittent issues. I don't know a single person out there that is going to put that many rounds. That was in a year. I don't know anybody out there in the private sector that's not a firearms trainer or a military guy that's going to put that many rounds consistently through a gun, the same gun with the same optic on it over and over and over again. And we didn't baby our test dot that I bought with my own money, by the way. They didn't give it to me.
I'll tell you what, hang on for me. Hold on right there because we're about to run into the break. I need to make sure everybody knows how to find Chambers Custom. If you'd be so kind, let me do that, sir. Chambers Custom, you can find them at chamberscustom.com. They have a very robust social media presence both on Facebook and Instagram, which are also both Chambers Custom, but you can get to see the various things, the testings, the stages the weapons are going through. Check them out, all those places. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Joe Chambers. Let me ask you a question with as far as the part where everything's already been done. Is the approach that Chambers Custom takes with that platform, with the 2011-2019 platform, does it come down to a reimagination of the way things fit, the way things function, the materials you put into it? Is that where the edge comes?
I think it has a big part to do with the fit. We were talking today in the shop about a conversation that I had with a client a few days ago, and you know, I explained to this gentleman that we only build. My three guys can only build about 150 guns a year total. And he says, well, why don't you build more? And I says, well, because I have a very specific quality standard that I want to achieve. Sure, I could tell my guys, all three of my guys, hey, look, you guys are going to build 150 guns each. But we wouldn't have the barrel fit we have. We wouldn't have the slide to frame fit we have. We wouldn't have the trigger jobs that we have. And so then what separates you from other companies that are just building semi-custom or production custom guns? And the answer to that is nothing, other than the fact that we could only produce 450 guns of, you know, decent but not stellar quality, in my opinion. And we still wouldn't be competitive with companies that can produce 10,000, 15,000 guns a year. So I would rather keep the numbers small, keep it a very exclusive production, and have the quality be as high tier as it can possibly be. And I think it's a great statement to what you can do with the gun when I have three guys that can build 50 guns a year that meet the standard that I set for myself every time I build a gun.
Now, I guess the beauty of the fit is like with the way you fit the gun is what enables my gun, which has a 4-inch barrel, to hit a gong at 200 yards.
Right. Exactly. Or, for example, yesterday, you know, I started the day off testing a Yeti that Eric built. And I shot, I don't know, a couple hundred rounds through it, and before I ended, I decided to shoot a 50-yard B6 target. And I shot a 90 with 3Xs on a B6 at 50 yards, that's pretty good out of a commander-sized gun, you know, shooting, just holding the gun up and shooting 10 shots in a row, not lowering the gun, not slow firing, any of that. Then I went on to shoot several hundred more rounds throughout the day through various guns that we were getting ready to ship. And at the end of the day, David and I had a little competition and see who could shoot the best B6 target, rather, at 50 yards again. Now, keep in mind, I'm nearly 400 rounds into the day, three or four different guns that I've handled. So I pull out the my personal Yeti carry gun and some G2 gold dots that I got from a friend who was kind enough to give me some of his stash for carry ammo. And I proceeded to shoot a 91X at 50 yards. Same cadence, you know, not real slow, but not fast. You can't do that with a lot of guns. You know, and I post up pictures of these targets on some of the groups that I'm in, and guys are like, 50 yards, get out of here, man. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, 25 gets boring sometimes. So you gotta test your limits. But you can't do that. You know, I can't shoot a 90 at 50 yards with one of my Glocks. I simply can't do it because the gun just doesn't work that way for me. So, you know, that quality, that fitment is what really brings the performance of the shooter up.
I guess with a Glock, that would have to be totally redesigned as far as the way the slide is and everything else. You'd have to have a lot more to work with, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, as far as, so what you're basically saying is that you're never going to get away from the outcome-based manufacturing process that you have simply because you're looking for that outcome and you cannot duplicate that with if you get out there and start doing 150 guns each versus 150 guns in total.
Correct. Yeah, it's just physically not possible for us to do that. You know, so why put ourselves in the position, why set yourself up for failure with something if you know that there's no reason to purposely set yourself up for failure. That's foolishness.
Well, I like the way your guns turned out. I haven't, even with my garbage technique, I hit everything I aim at with these things. So, I mean, now for those who don't know, Joe sent me a Night Fighter. When we first hooked up, he sent me his Night Fighter. And he sent it to me, and it was a curious beast because it didn't have a front sight or anything. And I took it out on the range, and I sort of fancied myself to be a bit of a pistolero. So I started pulling the trigger on this thing, and since there is no recoil impulse, which he told me there would be no recoil impulse, since there is no recoil impulse, I just start getting happy and start slapping that trigger. And I'm hitting it. I'm hitting the target each and every time. I'm getting that nice steel instant gratification thing that I love so much about shooting steel. But I mean, even when I bring this up, I brought this up to a friend of mine the other day, Joe. I said, you know, sometimes there is actually a mechanical advantage that can overcome certain not really pronounced technical issues you might have with holding, you know, gripping and shooting a gun, but it is more forgiving than something you just pull straight out of a box. He didn't want to believe that.
No, it's absolutely true, and we see it all the time. You know, there was a guy who was on, he's on our chat right now, that he will attest to the fact of a mechanical advantage. This guy's a serious shooter, and I've seen dozens and dozens and dozens of targets that he's posted up that are 100s at 25 yards. I watched him shoot a 10-shot group at 10 yards from the draw in under 10 seconds. He did a video of it, and he shot a 108 or a 109X. So mechanical advantage is absolutely a thing, and that's what these guns give you.
I agree with that. But the other thing that it gives, though, and I mean, this is why I started carrying it. I carried it the other day when I went and got my back corrected. I'm not going to go into the other parts when I was carrying it that I told Joe about, but one of the reasons I carried it is I was going into the capital city of South Carolina where they've had some Antifa activity, and if I actually have to use a gun in self-defense, I want it to hit what I'm, you know, what I intend for it to hit and nothing else. And with that gun and that gun alone, I know anytime I pick that up, that's going to be the way it is.
Yep. That's a nice feeling, isn't it?
It's a lovely feeling. It is a stupendous feeling. You don't have anything new coming out that we can talk about yet, because I know you got a bunch of, you have like your own little skunk works down there in Nebraska, you know.
Oh, there's always new stuff coming out, you know. I mean, we talked a little bit the other day on the show about the, sorry, my compressor kicked on, Bill, about the new flagship gun that we're working on with Steve Fisher.
This is the drama of live radio.
Yeah, the drama of live radio. The new flagship gun that we're doing with Steve Fisher that's going to be pretty awesome. I'm not going to go into all the details of that until I have the prototyping design done. But, you know, we got the new NAS coming out with Jared Reston. That's going to be a commander-sized wide-body 9mm RDS-capable with a partially tri-cut slide and some really cool features. Chuck Pressburg and I just finished designing his third pistol, which will come out early next year.
I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time. I shouldn't have asked you that question. I just wasn't paying attention. But that's all right. We'll pick it up next time. Next time when 1911 University convenes. You can catch Joe at ChambersCustom.com. You can catch him on Facebook. You can catch him on Instagram. There you can find Chambers Custom as well. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me this evening.
Have a good one.
We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.